The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
We were speaking this morning in our Dharma dialogue about the relational nature of Zen. So many of the koans we study are about encounters between teachers and students, between teachers and teachers, between student and student. And we spoke of the encounter in the Doksan room. And on one hand, the equality, Buddha meets Buddha. And on the other hand, the transmission of the Dharma, the teaching, the presentation of the Dharma, the offering of the Dharma. We say that Zen is a teaching beyond words and letters and sutras, but this face-to-face, mind-to-mind, heart-to-heart. And so this transmission, this relationship where we're offering offering pointers and also appreciating Buddha nature already here, how do we realize that? How do we align with it? And so this transmission is such an important part of the Zen way. And it happens all the time, not just in Zen, but of course you received a transmission from your parents, how to be a person, and all of us working with that and each interaction in some way. And in Zen, both informal and formal ways, in some ways Doksan is a formalized way of facilitating this transmission, which is not transmitting a thing, but entering together, realizing together. And when Boundless Way was created, Melissa and I and Roshi James Ford came together 25 years ago, a number of years ago, to create a Zen organization, one that had multiple teachers. So not just one, and what you saw this morning, five of us transmitted teachers sitting up here is carrying that on. And we decided that three things were the purpose of Boundless Way Zen, and the first was to support local sitting groups, and now we might add an online sitting groups to make Zen practice available to people right where they are. The second was to provide opportunities for intensive retreats, just like we're doing now, and we do so many times a year in person and online. And the third was to train teachers, cultivate Zen in the West by training teachers to go on and share the Dharma, teach the Dharma. The point of Zen is not to become a teacher. It's so important to stress that. It may look like if you win the prize, you get to be a teacher. Sometimes it seems the opposite of that. Being a teacher, a wonderful thing, of course, but a very particular kind of thing. The point of Zen is to wake up, to be yourself, to live authentically. And we all share that regardless of titles or positions, before, after, higher, lower. But the teachers and the transmission of Zen through teachers has been the essential thread for now, since at least the 8th or 9th century as Zen came into being, Buddhism mixing with Taoism and Confucianism in China, and this new experientially based, we might even say improvisational, approach to Buddhism, looking at these scriptures and finding the immediacy of them. This tradition is not something that you go to graduate school and study or go to seminary, but something that you practice. Teachers do not fill out applications, and it's not a checkbox kind of thing. But it is this teaching, this transmission from teacher to student, one-to-one, when there is the certain conditions, both for the teacher and the student, and there is a deep understanding that is formed, then part of the teacher's job is to make that public, to name that. And here in our Sangha, Melissa and I have recognized Alan and Michael and Paul in this way, to recognize that in some way each one of them has penetrated to the essence, understands the essence, carries on the heart mind that was passed to us from our teachers. And there are generally two steps in the transmission process. The first one, Denkai, you become a Dharma holder, and Michael and Paul are Dharma holders. They can give the precepts, can take on students, and wear the golden raksu, signifying this transmission, this recognition by me and by Melissa, as we were recognized by our teachers. Second transmission is Denbo, and this is Alan has received this transmission, and he is a full Zen teacher. He can receive students, give the precepts, and can also for himself, and in some ways is obligated to find Dharma heirs, to find people that can carry on the Dharma. And I mention all this because this evening, after the end of sitting, I will be conducting a Denkai transmission ceremony recognizing Esther Sokyo Sogenfrei as a Dharma holder in the Rinzai and Soto lineages that have been passed to me through George Bowman and James Ford. This is a private ceremony. The transmitting teachers will be there, and our priests, Jenny and Ray, and also Corwin, some of you know, will be sneaking in the back door, will be up on the third floor conducting this ceremony, this private ceremony, from the ancient templates that we have inherited. And I will officially recognize Esther as a Dharma holder in the Rinzai and Soto lineages. I will give her her own kotsu, her stick, which I have made for her. I'll be giving her a golden raksu. She will become officially recognized and able to take on students and to give the precepts. So this is a momentous time for certainly for Esther as she steps into this new role. We say deeper and deeper in the dudu. For me, as I pass on again, as I have to Alan and Michael. And also for us as a Sangha, this transmission does not happen without the Sangha, without all of us coming together and each one of us showing up as a teacher and student, each one of us doing our best. After our the end of our formal sitting tonight, we'll take a short caretaking time for everyone. And then Esther will come in here and sit in the Zendo. We'll be covering the Buddha because this is a Buddha-to-Buddha transmission that will be happening upstairs. But Esther will be sitting here for some length of time, and we invite all of you to join her, to wait with Esther until someone comes down to bring her up to the ceremony. All of these ceremonies and titles and ranks, of course, can bring up all kinds of feelings about who and why and when. All of this is part of the path. I hope that we can support Esther and support the Sangha as we have been doing, and we do that by not looking away from the business at hand. The business at hand is actually not about titles or recognitions or non-recognitions. The business at hand, much more important and mysterious and weird and wonderful, this practice of this path of awakening, awakening to each moment and to continue to give ourselves. It becomes challenging in different ways at every stage of Sesshin, but here we are the last night, you know, like a horse heading back to the barn, the mind wants to gallop and start solving tomorrow's problems and start preparing the lectures we're going to give our friends to tell them what they should do and how terrible it was or how wonderful it was. But really encourage you to stay here, to consider following Esther's suggestion to all of us last night to sit upright. Oh, there's an interesting idea. To do this, to stay, even when you're confused, even when you're discouraged, to come back to the breath, come back to Mu, to notice when it's gotten all complicated and difficult, and choose to return. There is only this choosing to return, and then the Dharma does the rest. So encourage you this evening to throw yourselves into the arms of the Dharma, to be simple in your practice, but wholehearted as this transmission now for thousands of years comes down through me and through each one of us. Thank you.